Noontime News here on Chasm Radio, 1150 on your AM radio dial, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, MyChasm.com. As we continue this week paying tribute and sharing stories and memories of Cliff Mitchell this week and talking with fellow farm broadcasters, as I felt what a great way to do that by sharing stories of those who really spent a lot of time with Cliff throughout the years. And joining us at Noontime News, Tom Brand. Tom, current executive director with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, was NAFB president in 2003 as well. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. I appreciate the invitation today, Joe. It's a pleasure to be on the air with you.
And Tom, sharing stories with other broadcasters over the last 6-7 days. Boy, Cliffy, he really left an impact on ag broadcasting, didn't he?
He did. You know, I've really enjoyed just getting to hear some different stories from different broadcasters and folks that are in the ag industry this week, and just the consistent comment that you hear about Cliff is just what a nice guy he was, what a mark that he left on the industry. You know, he was a member of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting for a lot of years. I think probably the thing that I want to make sure your listeners are aware of, and you probably told the story, but he was inducted into our NAFB Hall of Fame in 2005. And we've had about 60-some that have been inducted since the NAFB Hall of Fame began. And Cliff went in back in 2005. And you know, lots of times we'll see broadcasters that will go in that Hall of Fame that have been involved as president of the association. And while Cliff didn't serve as president of the association, he was a really important part of this association's history and made enough of an impact and an impression upon other farm broadcasters that that's how that honor is bestowed upon him.
Tom, what were some of your early, do you remember the first time you met him or early incidents where you ran into him, early conversations at all?
You know, at one point in time, we did summer meetings with different regions for farm broadcasting, and that's when I would have probably got to have known Cliff on a better basis than whenever I'd met him for my first time at convention. All the way back in 1990, I came as a student to the Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, and I met a lot of farm broadcasters, but you didn't have that one-on-one opportunity like you did at some of those regional meetings. And I remember being at some regional meetings, both in Minneapolis as well as in Rochester, and that's where I became even more acquainted with Cliff. To me, it was a great experience to be a part of Aunt Sarah's party line. I'm not sure when the first invitation came along to come and be on the air with Cliff, but I really cherished those times that I'd spent in his hotel room in Kansas City in the early morning hours, visiting with him and just watching him be a master at work at what he did on the radio.
I know, Tom, you shared with me a blog and a few others, too, a blog you had posted a few years ago, just kind of describing that, would you say, incident, not really incident, but that experience of being there and being invited to a show.
You know, before Facebook and social media came along, we blogged. And back in 2005, Cliff had made enough of an impact on me that I took the time to write a little piece about him and what I called the invitation. And typically the way that the invitation happened to be a part of Aunt Sarah's party line is you'd be standing at a reception on a Wednesday evening, and Cliff would come up, or he'd already be a part of the conversation you're in and visiting, and he'd pull out a business card, and you'd see him scribble something on the back, and then he'd just slip it to you. He didn't say in front of the group, "Hey, would you be with me on the party line tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock? He handed you this card. And then just as nonchalantly as could be, he'd say, "Well, that worked for you." And you'd flip it over and it'd have his room number, and it'd either say 6 a.m. or 6:30. And you'd either answer back, "You bet," or "Could we do it Friday instead?" And I always thought Cliff was masterful for doing that. One, because had he extended the invitation to you as you were visiting as part of a group, he would have probably had more guests than he had time to put on the air. Mm-hmm. And so I always felt like he did a nice job controlling, the number of people that he'd have in his hotel room and something that might be able to get out of control by doing that. Plus, it was kind of secret society. You know, you felt like it was a neat way to get this invitation to come up to his room. I'd roll in there early in the morning, and he and Miss Ellie would have donut balls and a fresh pot of coffee. And we'd sit in, and he'd do his live commercials, and he'd be talking back to the board op, and he'd interview about what was going on in your part of the country, and the years that I was an officer, he'd talk about what was going on with the association, and I enjoyed listening to the Roadkill Report, and just really everything that he had to offer on the air.
Tom Brand joining us, Executive Director with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. And Tom, as we talked to, as years go by, you know, communicating changes, radio changes, ag radio kind of changes a bit in how news is delivered, markets are delivered. But really now it seems like it's coming full circle, coming back to how important it is to have local radio, local farm radio. And that's what Cliff did at its best, as we've said.
You know, if anyone is looking for a model as to how you do local radio that connects to an audience, I can't think of a better example to give them than Cliff Mitchell. Whether it was inviting the crowd to be a part of a remote broadcast when AgriTalk came to town, or doing those interviews like he did on Aunt Sarah's Party Line, he was just in the know about understanding how to connect with an audience. And I think that's the thing that differentiates farm broadcasters from so many others that are in the broadcast business, is their ability to connect with a local audience, to be live and local, really speaks a lot. And Cliff definitely set a great example for a lot of others to follow.
You know, Tom, I didn't realize all those years back such the horrible salad dressing they had. Everybody, I've had like 3 or 4 stories talking about that, Tom.
You know, Cliff was probably one of those that was a little outspoken about the salad dressing. It's funny, even still in my role today, people will say, I'm glad you didn't have that horrible salad dressing back. And on the flip side, I've even had a few people that have said, I love that salad dressing we used to have. I don't remember there being anything exceptionally good or exceptionally poor about it, but I know it's been a topic of conversation. That and then the hard rolls that we'd have at meals, those were talked about often in those early morning hours there in the hotel room in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brand joining us. Tom, I appreciate your time, your stories, sharing a few thoughts on Cliff as we send condolences to his entire family. Tom, we really appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me on today, Joe.
All right. Tom Brand joining us, the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Executive Director, was also a past NEFB president, and joining us, sharing some stories as we tribute and give a memory to Cliff as well, sharing stories with his fellow farm broadcasters here. We'll do so also tomorrow morning here on Chasm Radio. We'll head to Wisconsin, and the fabulous Farm Babe herself, Pam Yonke, said she'll have some time to check in at about 6:45. And also, I got a hold of Al Karstens, a longtime broadcaster, and I'll admit, I didn't know Al very well. I had a chance to talk to him on the phone, and a lot of folks said, you need to talk to Al, as he has some stories too, and really had a chance to work with Cliff back in the day, and he worked for so many years in Elbert Lee. So Al Karstens will join us at this time, a noontime news tomorrow as well, here on Chasm Radio.